The province has announced new COVID-19 vaccine eligibility for some young people, including fourth doses for youths age 12 to 17 with immunocompromising conditions. Speaking during a press conference Tuesday, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, Chief Medical Officer of Health, outlined the new eligibilities. Youths age 5 to 11 who have specific, significant immunocompromising conditions or have underlying health conditions can now book appointments for third doses of COVID-19 vaccine. As well, third-dose boosters are available for youths 12 to 17 who have underlying health conditions or are First Nations, Métis or Inuit. Adolescents between the ages of 12 and 17 with immunocompromising conditions can now receive a fourth-dose booster. She also said anyone 55 or older who is unvaccinated or has only had a single dose of vaccine is now eligible for early treatment with Paxlovid, an outpatient treatment for COVID-19. This means individuals in this group who have even mild symptoms should access PCR testing as soon as possible, so if they are positive they can be referred for a conversation with a healthcare provider on available treatments to lower their risk of severe outcomes, said Hinshaw. This also true for anyone 18 years or older who has a clinical risk condition like diabetes or heart disease and has either no vaccines or single dose of a two-dose series. As well, anyone 18 or older who has a significant immunocompromising condition is also eligible for the early treatment, even if they have received all doses of a vaccine, she said. In the last 24 hours, 838 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified, she said. There are currently 1,538 people with COVID-19 in hospital, including 123 in intensive care units. 14 new deaths have been reported to Alberta Health in the past 24 hours. With the province set to further loosen COVID restrictions starting March 1, Minister of Health Jason Copping said the latest wastewater data indicates that COVID-19 infections continue to trend downward. We are moving forward based on the evidence and balancing the risk to the health system with the costs and harms from restrictions, Copping said during the press conference. The wave of excess, hospital, admissions that we were prepared for is not happening and there is currently no basis for us to expect that wave of hospitalizations to happen. I want to emphasize the reopening plan depends on these trends continuing. If they don't, we will take action as necessary including reimposing restrictions if we have to. During Tuesday's press conference, Dr. Hinshaw reiterated that masking rules remain in effect in the province. Over the last few days I have heard reports of some people refusing to wear masks in public settings, Hinshaw said. I want to remind Albertans that until we are in step 2, masking is required in indoor places across the province. Masking is especially important in healthcare settings.